The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. We sincerely hope that you'll be able to stay still long enough to hear tonight's story. But then again, perhaps you won't have much choice in the matter. The play by John Graham is called Buried Alive.
He comes forth like a flower and is cut down. His days are short and full of woe. Inasmuch as it pleases the Almighty God to take to himself this soul of our brother here departed,
yes,
we therefore commit his body to the elements.
Keep it up. Good work, Rose. What a performance.
Earth to earth, dust to dust.
Yeah.
Ashes to ashes.
What gibberish.
In certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life.
Well, thanks for the hope, friend.
Through our Lord Jesus.
But who needs it? Once again, illusion has triumphed over the senses. They've buried me alive. What do they teach in medical school these days? Buried alive. Sure as hell, my most profitable exit. No corny cat and mouse stuff. Waiting for the body to turn up. It's nailed in his coffin. Or so they'll think. Ah, yes, the insurance company will have to pay. And my poor, bereaved widow. She'll just have to console herself with $500,000. But until she is found mysteriously murdered and penniless, well, they can't blame a murder on someone who's already dead, can they? Oh, poor Rose. Yeah, it's too bad. She's losing her looks. Speaking of Rose, one more time, Lisa. She should be along soon with that idiot Phil to dig me up. Yeah. In the dark, the fluorescent dial of his watch is almost blinding. Let's see. Only an hour left. And then I'll hear Rose's soft, innocent voice over the intercom.
No, stop that, Phil. Not here.
Why not, Rose? I want you.
Not in Santini's bed.
Forget him, Rose. He's as good as dead. That oxygen cylinder won't last more than 24 hours.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, why not? He's dying, and I couldn't be happier. The way he treated us. Clowns in that two-bit dirty hypnotism show of his. Well, now he's the clown, and nothing's bad enough for him.
I'm sorry, but he was my husband.
Yes. Yes, he was.
You're right. He had it coming to him.
We don't have to hide our feelings anymore. And besides, With all that insurance money, we're free. I love you, Rose.
Oh, Bill.
We don't have to be afraid again, Rose. You love me, don't you?
Of course.
Then forget Santini.
You're good for me, Phil.
Come over here.
He was out of the grave. His arms were around me.
Take it easy. You've had a rough day, but it's all over now.
I was in love with him.
Forget him, Rose.
I remember when we met. I tried to fight him, but he kept drawing me back.
Rose,
I was young and naive, but so happy in my lavender dress.
Go to sleep.
No. I've got to go and see, make sure he's still there.
You can't be serious. Why can't you wait till morning?
No.
But it's late.
I'm going now. Are you coming or not?
Let's just leave it alone. It's done and over with. Leave it alone.
You're afraid.
No, I'm just not going. I don't want anything more to do with him.
I'm on my own, then?
Suit yourself. But, Rose, be careful. It's dark out there tonight.
Are you there?
What the hell do you think? Where have you been, damn it?
Santini.
What is going on?
We're not going to... to go through with it.
What the hell are you talking about?
We're going to leave you there.
Rose.
Goodbye, Santini.
No.
Goodbye.
Rose, please. No, wait. No, what? Just at least talk to me, Rose.
What's there to talk about?
What's there to talk about? For God's sake, why are you doing this to me?
I'm in love with Phil.
You're in love with Phil?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Don't you laugh. He's good to me.
Oh, sure.
Hey, Mel, well, he makes me feel important.
That wimp. You're in love with him? Come on, Rose. You're not serious.
Even now, you make me feel stupid.
Oh, all right, listen, Rose. Look, I didn't mean it. Now, I've always liked Phil, yes. It's just that I love you so much.
Lies. Don't say anything. When you seduced my little sister. Oh,
no.
You said you loved me. No, that was supposed to be enough.
That's all over now, Rose. I only did those things because I wanted your forgiveness. I loved you.
Oh.
Selfishly, I don't care. But only because I was afraid of losing you.
Don't talk nonsense. It won't change anything.
Oh, look. If you want to leave me, I won't stop you. You can take the money. Just get me out of here.
And trust you? Why should I? Goodbye, Santini. Goodbye.
One more thing.
What is it?
A letter.
What?
It tells you all, Rose, everything.
What?
I left it with a good friend. He's going to open it. If I don't call him in the next little while, he's going to open it. Then they'll come and get me.
What?
And then we'll be together again, Rose, in jail.
Oh.
Hey, won't that be lovely? All three of us together again. Except it'll be worse for you. Murderer.
Murderer? After the living hell you put me through?
Rose, listen to me. I love you, Rose.
Sleep well, old friend. A letter. Damn it, he's got us again.
It could be a bluff.
I'm not going to rot in jail. I mean, even if we do let him go, we'll still have the money.
What are you talking about? If we let him go, he'll kill us both. You know that, don't you?
Yes. No. I don't know what to think. I can't stand it. He's down there dying, and we're going to get caught. It's not working. It's just not working.
Look, just stop and think for a minute. What friends does he have?
Santini? Friends? Certainly no one he could trust.
Huh?
Maybe it was a bluff.
Of course it was. Imagine him asking someone to wait for him to return from the dead. Mm-hmm. How can he expect anyone to do something like that?
You know, you're right. It's just more of his nonsense. He's made a fool of me again.
Hey, forget it, Rose. We're safe.
No, that's not enough.
What do you mean?
He tried to make a fool of me. He's going to die with us loving and laughing in his ears. Come on. We're going to make love in that graveyard.
No, I can't do that. I can.
What's wrong with you? What are you so afraid of?
I'm still afraid of him, damn it. You would be too if you knew it was good for you.
Why are you such a wimp? I'll go alone. I want to see that louse Bacon suffer. I want to see him die a thousand deaths. Good night.
Be careful. He can be very persuasive.
Come on, God. You just give me a chance. I'm offering 50%. I'm talking 50% of the gross. And this scam is just a start. I mean, last year in Philly, we were pulling in 10 grand a week. You figure it out. It's not too hard to take, huh? Just let me get out of here. Come on, God. I'm on your side now, I swear. What time is it? Taking her own sweet time about it. Phil probably wet his pants. Where is that silly woman?
Hello, Santini. Rose. Rose, good for you. I knew you'd figure it out.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, what the hell. It's all behind us now. I keep the money if you want. Well, most of it. I just need enough to buy off my friend with the letter, you understand?
What letter?
The letter... What letter? The letter. Don't play games with me.
You didn't really think I was going to buy that, did you?
So you think you're ahead, eh? What do you want?
I thought you might like to hear about me and Phil.
You and Phil?
Yeah. Some nights he wakes me up, five, six times.
Terrific.
I got so I can't think of anything else. From one sweet, sweet moment to the next. I'm sort of warm and hazy all the time.
I'm not interested, Rose.
Better than anything we ever had. That's for sure.
I don't want to hear this. I'm going to switch out the intercom.
You do, and you'll never hear another human voice again.
You bitch.
It all started one lousy drunk night in Munich. The show was a flop. You couldn't hypnotize anyone. They were too drunk. So you joined them. You got drunk, too, and mean. Threw me and Phil out in the rain.
Rose.
What a night. A couple have to be very inventive to keep up their interest in a rain ditch. Especially beside a tent of singing drunks.
Is this some kind of joke?
Yeah.
You really must hate me, Rose.
Yeah, I do.
It hasn't always been this way, you know. There were good times.
I can't think of any.
Naples. Just after we were married. Remember, Rose.
Well, yeah, just after they threw you in jail for that seance fraud. Oh, too, I remember it all right.
And the Mediterranean. How blue it seemed. You. In your summer dress.
The lavender one.
Yes, and that funny Greek.
Oh, the one who sang all the time. Spiros.
It's not so long ago. Is it, Rose?
Goodbye, Santini.
One last thing.
What?
Listen. Tomorrow morning, early, come and watch the sun rise over the water. Just like we did when we were happy.
What's in it for you?
It's all I need to take with me, Rose. An image of you in the fresh morning light.
I gotta go.
Too much to ask? Say you'll come.
Yeah, we'll see. See, I gotta go.
Rose, you'll come.
I gotta go. I said we'll see. Goodbye.
You'll come, Rose. I got you now.
Sleep well?
Yes, Rose. And you?
No, as a matter of fact. Well, I'm here.
Relax.
Well, I haven't got time to waste.
What's the lake look like, Rose?
The lake? Still there.
Sunrise shining across. It's pretty, isn't it?
Nice enough.
Restful.
Yeah.
Very restful.
Very restful.
Just like Naples, Rose.
Yeah. Like Naples.
All the time in the world, Naples.
All the time in the world.
You want to be back there so much it hurts you to think about it. Yet you do think about it.
All the time.
On looking at the sunrise on the water. You're back there now, aren't you, Rose?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What's happening in your life?
I'm 17. I just fallen in love with an exciting man.
Yes.
Oh, he's handsome, so handsome. He knows everything.
What's his name, Rose?
Santini.
Why do you love him?
I don't know. I can't help it. The other girls at the convent are mad with jealousy. I can't think of anything else.
Are you happy?
I'm so happy I could burst.
Rose. Rose, when I count three, you will wake up. You will remember only the good feelings you have now. Forget all our trouble, all our meanness, all our selfishness. Do you understand, Rose?
Yes, I understand.
Good. One, two, three.
What have I done? What? Oh, good God. Santini, forgive me. I'll be right back. I'll get you out. I'll get you out right away. Don't worry.
I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all, Rosie. Get away from me. I can't breathe.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry.
Stupid woman.
Oh, you're not mad at me, are you?
No, mad. No, no. Rose, of course not, darling. Come here. Let me hold you. Oh, why would I be mad at you, my love? Oh, Rose, let me look at you. Oh, look into my eyes, Rose. That's it. Just relax. Relax, Rose. Feeling drowsy? Yes.
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 All the time in the world, Rose.
All the time in the world.
To just relax, Rose. Relax.
Yes.
And lie down. Right in here. Count to three, you'll wake up. One, two, three.
I can't breathe. Let me out. Help me. Help me.
Just heard Buried Alive by John Graham. Featured in tonight's cast were Don Franks as Santini, Lally Cadeau as Rose, and John Stocker as Phil, with Frank Perry as the minister. Our recording engineer is Ray Fulsick, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott. The script editor is Earl Toppings, with the production assistance of Doris Buchanan. Tonight's play was produced and directed by Paul Mills, and the coordinating producer for Nightfall is Bill Howell. And now, here's a final word from your host.
Hello again. On next week's Nightfall, we have a change of pace for you. One that we hope you'll be able to keep up with.
Gary?
What?
Stop walking for a minute.
Why?
I want to try something.
What?
Just stand still. Okay?
Well, where are you going? Come back, Peggy.
No, hold it. Stay where you are. Don't move. There you are.
What are you up to? You walked up the road and back. So what?
Didn't you notice?
Notice what? You disappeared in the mist.
No. Gary. There was no noise. Not a sound. I walked up the road and back and didn't make one single sound.
Last Visit. A new play by Ray Will. Starring Nonny Griffin, Frank Perry, and Gerard Parks. Next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful of the edge.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.